And a charity dedicated to cleaning the graves of returned service people has been busy preparing for Anzac Day this Thursday. The New Zealand Remembrance Army has groups out all over the motu working to clear memorials at both marked and unmarked sites. Returned servicemen and the charity's managing director, Simon Strombom, joins me now. Tēnā koe, a huge weekend, but that's just a small number to how much you clear each year.
Yes, so we had teams out all over New Zealand this weekend, right along the country, just doing our annual kind of Anzac clean-up and maintenance of the grave sites, as well as a few war memorials as well.
But how many do you think that you look after each year alone?
Oh, probably between 50 and 60,000, and probably around 120, 240 war memorials.
It's a lot of work to get through.
It is.
You have some specific areas that are easier or perhaps more looked after than others, depending on availability.
Yeah, I mean the Taranaki region's been pretty much done. We've got good teams through there, and we always struggle. Probably the big cemeteries, Karori, just with the amount of deadfall that comes on the graves. They always need cleaning, you know, three or four times a year. It depends. I mean, the cemeteries vary around the country. The more trees and the more, you know, unkept they are, the harder it is for us to maintain.
What do you think is the importance of cleaning these graves and keeping the presentation of them really perfect, especially for Anzac Day?
Well, it's the stories behind it. We have an extraordinary service history around New Zealand, and we talk about ordinary New Zealanders in extraordinary times, and, you know, we find some exceptional stories, and everyone knows the big stuff, you know, the Charles Uphams and, you know, the Travis VC, but there's a whole local history that every cemetery has, just amazing history in New Zealand, whether, as I said, Florence Nightingale nurses, Waterloo veterans, American Civil War, Great War, or, you know, modern service veterans. We just cleaned up Rory Malone this weekend, who was killed in Afghanistan. So we treat everyone the same and with the same respect.
Tēnā koe, thank you for joining me. That is Simon Strombom, he's a returned serviceman, but also is the managing director for the New Zealand Remembrance Army.